Back home now, a population expert says Auckland's schools' rapid growth this year is likely to ease next year before ramping up again. The Education Ministry is expecting Auckland schools to grow by 60,000 children between 2017 and 2030. Massey University Professor Paul Spoonley told our education correspondent John Gerritsen that estimate is likely to be on the low side.
My own view is that that's probably reasonably conservative, even given what's happening with immigration, because we've still got the returning New Zealanders, we've still got large numbers of people who are going to be entering childbearing age in Auckland, we've still got relatively high fertility rates in parts of Auckland, particularly South Auckland. So all of those things will continue to drive the school age population growth. Even when we drop out immigration and its impact, we still anticipate significant growth. And the challenge will be, how do you grow the school facilities?
And so what we're looking at the moment is a situation where they're trying to put in more classrooms in existing schools, build new schools. Is that all happening fast enough?
No, it's not. I mean, it's the story of Auckland, really, that the infrastructure is always behind the population growth and you're playing catch-up. We know pretty well what the future population size of the school population is going to be, but we need to put in place the facilities. And the problem is, of course, that many of the schools in the older established suburbs are full. So we're going back really to the 1950s and 60s when we used to put prefabs in because of the baby boom. So we're experiencing another form of baby boom at the moment. And many of the new schools will have to be built out on the urban fringes of Auckland. But there's population growth there, and so the new schools will cater for that. But the problem is really in more established suburbs.
So if we're expecting this growth to come to pass, but a slight easing perhaps of the growth year on year in the next couple of years, it's going to ramp up sort of in the latter half of this decade.
Yes, I mean, I would think 2021, 22 will probably get a little bit of a reprieve, and then after that we're going to see, I anticipate, a growth rate very similar to the ones that we've seen in the last 7 years, which have been extraordinarily high. I mean, Auckland has been growing at about 2%, which in the Australasian context is extremely high. And so I would fully anticipate that by the mid part of this decade, we'll probably be back at around that 2%, which will, of course, impact upon the need for schools and educational provision.
Yeah, well, I mean, this year's increase was 1.5%, and that was 4,100 students. So
yes,
we'd
but
be
that's the overflow from the very high inward migration, particularly in 2019 and the beginning of 2020. So we had the highest inward migration to New Zealand ever in our history in that 12 months to June this year. And so what you're seeing in the school system is the flow on from that particular impact of migration in the last 12 months. So if we look forward another 12 months, I would anticipate that there'll be a significant drop-off in the increase in the school-age population, and then we'll gradually step back up to what it's been in terms of the last year or two.
And that was Massey University Professor Paul Spoonley speaking to RNZ's education correspondent John Gerritsen.